So I thought we'd enjoy just looking at what Russian life has become, because a few weird things have been popping up that I've seen, and I thought we'd just have fun. I know we'd like to have fun every now and again, so this is going to be one of them.
Excellent. I'm always down for fun, and I know you're always down for Russia, so...
Yeah. So we'll start off just by mentioning, of course, being some premium content, this being Active Measures that me and Carl did in a book club on lotuses.com. This is fantastic because it is literally just a book full of stuff the Russian FSB, the KGB's successor, were up to, and it's all hilariously stupid. Also a bunch of stuff, the KGB stuff that did, which was also very stupid.
Weren't they doing things like running both sides of an active conflict?
Yeah, sure, but it was also just like, they had a book war with the CIA once, where they published a book trying to embarrass the CIA, so the CIA published their own book, naming all the KGB spies, and it was just really weird.
Why does this sound so childish?
Because it is. But anyway, it's something to enjoy, just to see the weirdness of the intelligence world, if nothing else. But otherwise, let's enjoy the clip that's been going around and blowing up recently of a local man in Russia who's decided to keep warm this winter with his gas stove on 24/7 because it doesn't cost anything. Whereas we in Europe, got some real jealousy for the imagery we're seeing. For people listening, he's got all four gas stoves on max. He's streaming it on Twitch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he says it costs him €144 per month.
God, I wish that were me right now.
Yeah. I suppose we'll enjoy the clip of him streaming it.
And while he's doing this, he's getting donations for a new gas stove.
Yeah.
This is genius.
Gonna have the 5-1.
Is this the full video? We just watch it ticking away?
24 hours and then...
Okay, and we'll see how much his bill's gone up.
No, it was just to see, you could see his thermometer there actually does go up 0.1 of a degree whilst he's heating up his house to, what is that, 41 degrees. He's got it there with all the gas stoves.
A nice
on.
Toasty 41. Mm.
Yeah, this song being played as well is Everything Is Going According to Plan. It's a joke song, but it's just...
Even the Russian streamers are dabbing on us right now.
Yeah, so he was streaming under the name Rush Gas One, or Russian Gas One, I believe it was.
Hey, in some positive news, I think Liz Truss and the lot have removed the fracking ban in the UK, so in a few years we might have something... No, we won't have anything comparable
years.
To this.
Russia is a meme in the best of times when it comes to gas, and obviously, as an extent, gas prices are nothing. But, I mean, at this time where they can't sell any of it, their prices have gone through the floor, and it's amazing. If you go to the next image here, where you can see him just cooking food as well. This is part of the stream. Like, it was legit. He just had it up 24/7 streaming. What was that? 48.8 degrees C.
That's boiling in there.
Halfway to boiling water.
He's suffering for the meme right there.
That's not worth it. Oh, €144? What are you, mad? We go to the next one as well. We can see the chat was just people spamming forward Russia, Russian flags. Of course. And as a result, what did you think the bill came to in the end? Was he telling the truth?
I'm going to guess that he actually saved money.
Almost.
Oh, really?
If you go to the next link here, we can see it was apparently 87 rubles, which is, when me and John were there, was about £1. So, yeah. Yeah, it really is that cheap.
Remember, guys, these sanctions that are going to starve and freeze your granny over Christmas, it's so that we can really show it to Russia.
Yeah, and there is something to be said of the sanctions we've done and the cutting them off from the financial world.
Is there?
And, they can't go to McDonald's anymore, but...
Oh, no, but they can go to Russian upside-down M McDonald's.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't know how effective our stuff has been, whereas them affecting us has existed, and therefore they're able to do a meme like this.
This whole conflict seems to me to be Russia has convinced the West to shoot itself in the head and declare itself victorious.
Well, I mean, we'll see what's going on in Ukraine in a minute, but I'm not really trying to get into that whole conflict. I'm just looking at the absolute joke that Russian life is because of all the weirdness that affects the life over there.
Russia has always been a very strange place.
Yeah, if you go to the next one here, you can see this is the Russian gas price, apparently. And as you can see, since the war started, it has gone through the floor. It is now, what is that, 16 rubles per litre of gas, which is about 10 pence. So, pretty cheap. It's pretty easy to heat your home. To be fair, if you live in Russia, you need to heat your home. Otherwise, you're going to die.
Yeah,
so.
But over winter, we'll need to heat our homes. and we probably will die anyway.
Well, some people will die, that's for sure. If you get to the next link here, we can see the Russian ruble as well. So you see that big glip in the right there? That's when the war started and all the memes came out about the Russian ruble becoming worthless. And then I don't know what the Russian government did, but they managed to get the exchange rate under control at least. And, well, it's actually now stronger than it was before the war. So they could buy more dollars with their rubles than they could before the war.
I think they've been buying up a lot of gold reserves as well.
I don't know the
according
ins and outs.
According to Rory, at least.
I know that also the Americans have been printing money like mad, so that just makes it easier. But a whole other thing. What do you think happened for this guy having fun on the internet? Twitch deleted him. You are?
What, Twitch?
They banned him.
For sure. I mean, I know he was dunking on us, but I don't see what's illegal about it.
No, I don't. There's no hate speech there. He's not...
It's literally, what did the gas stove do that was so offensive, Twitch? Did it flick its flame out in a particularly provocative manner? A
very homophobic way.
Were there not enough hot tubs involved in this stream?
Yeah, but there we have it for people listening. It says, this channel is currently unavailable due to violation of Twitch community guidelines or terms of service.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. Twitch kicked off, they kicked off a streamer the other week for having sex on stream. And then let her back on a week after. So I'm sure this guy's going to be back in no time.
Nah, I think it's a permaban for this dude.
Oh.
So F's in the chat for Russian gas one. I don't think he's some Putin apologist or anything. I don't think there's any politics in it. I think it's just funny. Because it's just like, bro, I can literally get four stoves on.
I can literally just waste gas.
Cost me nothing. But Vice, of all people, have the deets of what happened here. So he say he was banned from Twitch due to a violation of the terms of service, blah, 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 blah. Twitch did not immediately return to Motherboard's request for comment about why he was banned. So there you have it. Just no reason given. Bye-bye. Like usual. Created on September 11th, 2022. Okay, another good meme. Russian Gas 1 has been streaming off and on since September 17th with minor variations. The stream always has the same. Stovetops burning with a message superimposed on the screen explaining how cheap it is to burn Russian gas. It's possible that some of the music Russian Gas 1 used violated copyright, or the channel ran up against Twitch's rules against inflammatory content. We'll probably never know.
Inflammatory content in a literal sense.
Yeah, I suppose
taking
so.
It very literally.
But I don't think he did violate anything. I think it's just the people at Twitch, obviously political, and didn't like that this had a political speech element to it, even though intrinsically it doesn't. Because it's literally just, bro, it's cheap.
No one's saying anything. And then he just comes on to make himself some eggs every so often.
Yeah. And the chat was just people laughing at the whole thing, which, you know, it's reality. Like, grow up. Of course, in response, though, a bunch of copycats have started doing the same thing. So I don't know if you can hit play on this one, John. This is some other guy. I think it's called Russian Gas 2. Very creative name. And
will this be live right now?
There you go. Burning more gas. There you have it.
They even got Rowan Atkinson on this one.
Yeah, his collab.
Celebrity cameo. Yeah.
let's pause that there, because it's you get the image.
Yeah, I get it.
It's just burning gas, which is funny as hell. Oh, boy. However, if we go to the next link here, we can also see that, the guys on Twitch who are burning the Russian gas may end up in the war instead of just memeing all day, every day.
Oh, no, Putin caught wind of them. <He's> burning gas on my time, are you?
Yeah, so this was a vote in the Russian parliament about... if you scroll back up here, just the wording here might be important. The Russian Duma approved an amendment to introduce the concepts of mobilization, martial law, or war and wartime into the criminal code, along with conscription being part of the partial mobilization that has gone forward. 100% of the attendees voted for this. Love those approval ratings. Very good.
YouGov approves this.
This is what I mean by just like anything in Russia is funny. It's just like, okay. 100% of the parliamentarians voted for this, right?
I don't like the idea of random civilians being conscripted to a war they don't necessarily support.
Too bad, because if you go to the next image here, we can see getting into the Ukrainian war. Again, not my field, not getting commentary on that, because it's just not something, you know, I've seen loads of people suddenly become experts, and like artillery works in wars and stuff, and I'm just like, it's not me, bro, whatever. If you click on the image here, you can see what has happened, though, with the war, which is that the Russians did their big old invasion, kept a whole bunch of territory, but a bunch of it, they've either retreated or have been pushed back because the Ukrainian army got themselves together to take some of that, whereas the rest of it is slowly being hit at. The Russians aren't too pleased about this, obviously, so they decided to do partial mobilization, which means a lot of people are getting conscripted into the war.
That sucks.
Which they weren't hoping for, I'm sure. As you can see here, this is from Pravda. This is a Russian newspaper by the state. So you have there a partial mobilization announced in Russia by Vladimir Putin. Quote, only citizens who are currently in the reserve will be subject to military service. And above all, those who served in the armed forces have certain military specialities and relevant experience. Those called up for military service before being sent to units will undergo mandatory military training. So this apparently is a pool of about 2 million men they've got to take from. They've officially said they're only going to take 300,000, which means they'll only get the best reservists, I'm sure. This is Russia. It always goes well. Everything is going according to plan, as the song was from the start. There's also the fact that Russia, of course, has mandatory service for anyone who doesn't go to uni anyway, but all of the conversation. That's why some people say they've got like 20 million reservists, but... Anyway, we get to the next link here. We can see a local 4chaner was actually conscripted, and he's posting about it. So he says here, I laughed when I got a B and not a D with my trauma. I guess you don't need to be able to wield a rifle to count as partially fit. And
Oh yeah, you sent me this picture.
Yeah, he provides us an image of his conscription papers and his hand. Mm. And bro doesn't look too young or healthy, but there you have it.
I know. I think he can still pull a trigger with a thumb.
Yeah, there's that. I also did see a bunch of other Russians responding to him at the time, being like, you know, how did you get 999 at the end? Apparently, if you have 999000, that means you have no training. Or if he's got 999, I don't know. But whatever.
Okay, all right. This is 4chan.
I just love how it's, you know, all the Russian 4chaners, which, you know, you know what group that's going to be. And they're all sat around being like, bro, got conscripted. Have fun. With each other, because they're all getting dragged into it. Which, I just imagine what the weaponized autists in the West, if they got conscripted. And that is what they're living through.
And surely the weaponized autism part means they've already conscripted themselves to the holy culture war.
Do you remember when 4chan bombed ISIS? I told you about that.
I think I know this story, but yeah. Just refresh me.
So ISIS uploaded some propaganda footage saying, oh, you know, look at us, blah, blah, blah. And then 4chan looked at it and went, hang on a minute, I recognize that house. And then they did
as 4chan does with everywhere.
They did the Shia LaBeouf special, you know, yep. Looked at the stars and everything, found where it was on Google Maps, and within like 20 minutes sent the coordinates to the American Air Force, who then confirmed that they blew up the target.
Holy crap, 4chan did something useful.
They could actually call in airstrikes, which is, and also serve in the Russian army, so good luck, lads. I do love the idea that you're going to have like Russian S posters and Ukrainian S posters just fighting all the time over that, because they're both conscripted now. But whatever. There also is the immediate response of the Russian people, which is flight prices went up in response to the call to arms, which is funny. That if you
That makes sense.
Do you see this? This is flights out of Moscow and just a price tracker. And what is that? What is that increase? I don't know, maybe 300%?
Yeah. See, that's just good business right there.
Flights went up from $400 to now over $800 for getting out of Moscow. Many such cases in any other airport as well, if you go and look for it. That flight there with Turkish Airlines is $1,386. Very cheap, if you're getting called up. The response being that a lot of people just started sharing memes of other people, and there's a meme retelling of how this will play out, of course. Suppose we'll enjoy this. Let's play.
Where is he?
I think Abray was probably being arrested. Looks like a got
probably, yeah.
But either way, that's how a lot of Russian bros are going to be living their lives now. You didn't ask for the war, but too bad. It's time. However, it is also time to stay, if you go to the next link here, which people are saying. Russian railways and airlines are now refusing to sell tickets to men between the ages of 18 and 65. You literally can't get out. You're stuck now. I did see some footage of guys trying to smuggle themselves via the Georgian border, which I don't know if it's true. Obviously, I can't confirm the footage, but it's just...
I'm sure you could. Life.
So what is life now? It's burning your very cheap gas and getting conscripted. Oh, boy. There are Russians who have decided to protest the conscription and the whole war, as many Russians have. The response from Putin's government is to conscript them.
Right, you guys have obviously got some get up and go about you.
You've clearly got too much energy. Here's a rifle. Enjoy. Here we have the news. Russian media warns anyone who protests will be drafted into the military. I did see quite a lot of protests, and then a lot of soldiers turned up to drag them away. So I suppose if you want to meet some Russian liberals, join the army. You'll meet them there.
Sucks for them.
Yeah. Again, it's horrible, but you know, it's the wild, wild east. All these things happen. We also have the fact that it also started happening, at least according to Nexta here, who are a pro-Ukrainian outlet, who are just listing images of people getting their papers. It's like, yeah, well, wonderful.
Jesus.
Although this may be, you know, all humorous in its absurdity and not much else. However, I did want to remind people that Russia is a weird, weird place and always has been. And this is a story I saw floating about that I sent you as well. I thought I'd just tell everyone about because it's really funny. So we have Mikhail here, who was a Bolshevik. And after the Second World War, he was apparently Premier of the Russian Socialist Federation of Soviet Republics. And then he created a proposal for the new state flag. If you can click on the left image there, just for his proposal. It consisted of a traditional tricolor flag and a hammer and sickle in the front of the flag. It's communism, but we're Russia. Am I right, guys? Yeah, no. Because of his proposal, he was accused of nationalism in 1950. At the Leningrad Affair case, he was executed. I can't imagine being the dude. Just like, what if we take the Russian flag, but communism, right? And everyone's just like, I don't like your flag. That's flag gore.
Get against the wall. I still like the idea that he goes, well, you know, like, I love my nation. So what if we took some nationalism and some socialism, put them together, and then they shot him?
Maybe. I mean, the Nazbols are a real thing in Russia. They're a meme everywhere else. You ever seen them? You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of them.
So Nazbol is national Bolshevism.
Yeah, I know so national Bolshevism.
They've got the Nazi flag, but you get rid of the swastika and replace it with a hammer and sickle. And they want equal outcomes for everyone, but only white people.
Well,
everyone else, not so much.
I mean, that's the national aspect of it, you know? I still also like the idea that this guy just took the actual the USSR flag and then just zoomed it out and discovered, oh, it was the Russian flag all along.
You just zoomed in on the red the whole time. But he's just come up with that. But no, yeah, Russia's a crazy place and will continue to be a crazy place. And in the meantime, I guess, we'll just keep enjoying it. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this one on What Do the Elite Actually Want? You want to follow what else Josh is putting out? You can follow him on Getter at Josh_Firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.